Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Phoebus. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Tom Phoebus. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Belunger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belunger strikes out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Powell moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field. Berry picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Berry. Powell scores. Blair moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Blair scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Orioles. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Phoebus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phoebus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hopkins moves to second. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Phoebus covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford is hit by the pitch. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Buford moves to third. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Powell is walked intentionally. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phoebus fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to third. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Echeverry takes first base on ball 4. Tom Phoebus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phoebus is 0 for 1 in the game. Phoebus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins has Johnson trapped. There's the throw to Josephson and over to Melton, who tags Johnson for the out. Etchy Barron moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phoebus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Etchy Barron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etchy Barron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Etchy Barron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tom Phoebus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phoebus is 0 for 2 in the game. Phoebus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, May hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Echi Barron fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Echi Barron. May moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Orioles. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Melton moves to second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. Josephson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Harden now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Melton moves to third. Josephson moves to second. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-2 in the game. Knoop hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Melton tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Orioles, 2, White Sox, 2. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-2 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Josephson scores. Berry moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry scores. John moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Echi Barron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May moves to second. Dave Leonhardt now pitching. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May moves to third. Hopkins moves to second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Josephson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Buford. Josephson reaches second base with a double. May scores. Hopkins scores. It's 6-3, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Berry is walked intentionally. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Knoop hits a line drive towards third. Robinson catches it and throws to second to double up Josephson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Danny Murphy now pitching. Ed Hermann now catching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blair moves to second. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Terry Crowley pinch hits for Andy Echeverrin. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Kurt Maughton pinch hits for Terry Crowley. Kurt Maughton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maughton strikes out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund pinch hits for Dave Leonhardt. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks now catching. Marcelino Lopez now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is called out on strikes. One out. Buddy Bradford pinch hits for Tommy McCraw. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-4 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bradford, who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.